When I actually compose things, I look through the viewfinder of the camera and I try to find something that stops me at a point where I stop and say, what is that, or I want to look at that longer. And I look through the viewfinder and I try to edit it down to larger elements, fewer elements. I don't want to put in as many little clues. I want to put in just a few larger elements that become clues. When I actually take the picture, because it's a 4x5 camera, I never actually see through the lens. So I close the lens, I put the film in, I re-expose it, and so I never actually see the photograph until I've processed my negative and then made my prints in the darkroom. So when I take the picture, I have a good sense of where I am, but I never actually know until I get the negatives back. Sometimes when I process the film and I look at the negatives, I get real excited and I think, oh, this one really worked. This is great. And I got it exactly. And sometimes I look and I think, oh, I just missed it. I must have moved a little bit, that there is too much in this one, that there's not enough in this one, that in certain cases I have too much depth of field, so I have too much detail. In certain cases I have not enough depth of field, and now it just looks kind of like a blurry mess.